living with diabetes? Don't take your foot health for granted. At San Luis Podiatry Group, with locations in San Luis Obispo and Templeton, we understand how critical proper foot care is to your overall health. For over 20 years, we've had an in-house podorthist, providing expert care and custom solutions. We offer prescription diabetic shoes and inserts, specifically designed to reduce pressure, protect sensitive areas, and help prevent complications. Because when it comes to diabetes, footwear makes a difference. We've been a trusted name in diabetic foot care across San Luis Obispo County for decades. Don't wait. Protect your feet. Protect your health. Call San Luis Podiatry Group at 805-543-7788. San Luis Podiatry Group, your step toward better health.
Do you know someone that's working on redoing their yard? Steve Schmidt Topsoil has gift certificates for the do-it-yourselfer in your life. They deliver DG, road base, planter mix for the garden, and products for erosion control for cooler, wetter weather. Give the gift of a beautifully landscaped home. Call Steve Schmidt Topsoil, 805-237-0174, or stop by the Little Red Caboose off the 101.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, December 3rd, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Man sentenced to 30 years to life in prison for stabbing incident. County Clerk Recorder's Office certifies results for statewide special election. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 60s. It's 42 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Sam's Tree Service. They'll get to the root of the problem. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. 34-year-old Justin Trey Buchanan has been sentenced to serve 30 years to life in state prison. The County District Attorney's Office announced in a release yesterday afternoon. Buchanan pleaded guilty to all charges filed against him in October. His crimes occurred on July 16, 2023, with his step-parents in Shandon. The DA's office says Justin used a knife to attack Kelly and William Buchanan during an argument. Mrs. Buchanan was killed, and Mr. Buchanan was severely injured. District Attorney Dan Dow said, quote, "The tragedy of family violence leaves a lasting effect on the entire family and our community. It is currently unknown if Justin will be eligible for early release, as California laws and regulations for rehabilitation are being changed continuously." Daytime traffic control will be in effect today on Highway 41 west of Atascadero. Traffic control will be set between Old Morro Road and Toro Creek Road from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. The closure may affect travelers in both directions, with delays of up to 10 to 15 minutes expected. During this time, Caltrans will be performing rock scaling on areas of the hills above the highway to dislodge loose rock and materials in advance of seasonal rains. This is done to keep the highway open during inclement weather. Be sure to drive slowly and carefully in work zones. County Clerk Recorder's Office certifies results for statewide special election. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The County Clerk Recorder's Office announced they have officially certified the county's results for the 2025 statewide special election. They have also broken down turnout statistics by party, city, and supervisorial district. The Clerk Recorder's Office says the countywide participation rate was 67%, much higher than the statewide average, and placed fourth out of the 58 counties in the turnout. Here are some of the turnout rates according to the Clerk Recorder's Office. By party, 73% of registered Democrats voted in the county, 68% of registered Republicans, and 53% no party preference. By city, 61% of Paso Robles, 65% of Atascadero, San Simeon, and Templeton, and 47% of San Miguel. Per California Elections Code, the Clerk Recorder's Office will also release a statement of votes cast by Thursday this week, which will also include a detailed breakout of voting participation by precinct. A head-on collision in Atascadero resulted in the closure of a part of San Anselmo Road. The Atascadero Police Department reported that San Anselmo Road was closed yesterday between Lobos and Rosita, with the crash occurring just before 8:30 p.m. No further information about the crash is available at this time. This Friday, December 5th, will be Atascadero's kickoff for the holiday season with its historic Light of the Downtown. Experience City Hall, the Sunken Gardens, and surrounding areas to come to life with holiday magic with over 3,000 lights. Festivities start at 5:30 p.m. with a musical performance by the Fine Arts Academy Honor Choir and Atascadero Community Band. The countdown for the light-up starts at 6 p.m., followed by Santa in the Model A fire truck making his way around the Sunken Gardens. On Saturday, December 6th, is the Christmas Light Parade in Paso Robles. The parade starts at 6 p.m. near the downtown city park, starting at 10th and Spring Street, circling around 14th Street, and heading towards Pine Street. And the Templeton Recreation Department is proud to present a cheerful holiday event Friday, December 5th, from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Templeton Recreation Department. Enjoy a meet-and-greet photo opportunity with Santa Claus, cookie decorating, and make your own ornament. The event is free with no RSVP necessary. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo announced that backyard burn season will be resuming starting December 8th. Due to recent precipitation and a promising weather forecast, fuel moisture levels have stabilized, resulting in CAL FIRE confidently saying it will be safe to resume controlled burning. Backyard burners must obtain a permit from the Slo County Air Pollution Control District and CAL FIRE. Permits can be obtained on slocleanair.org. Burners must also ensure they follow all local and state regulations to minimize impacts on air quality. In sports, for the NFL, on Thursday, the Lions will face the Cowboys. Triple header for KPRL on Sunday will have the Steelers and the Ravens, then the Raiders against the Broncos, and finally the Texans and the Chiefs. In the NBA, yesterday the Thunder beat the Warriors 124-112, the Timberwolves over the Pelicans 149-142, the Spurs beat the Grizzlies 126-119, the Celtics over the Knicks 123-117, the Raptors beat the Trailblazers 121-118. Tonight, the Kings will face the Rockets, the Clippers will go against the Hawks, the Hornets will face the Knicks, the Nets will go against the Bulls, and the Pistons will face the Bucks. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news, a former Sacramento County deputy shot to death by law enforcement after a police chase that started in Elk Grove. Former Deputy Marvin Morales suspected of stabbing his 11-year-old son to death in pursuit on Interstate 5. Christina Gonzalez with Elk Grove PD.
This is why we get in this job, to protect everyone and to make sure everyone's safe. And the last thing we want is someone hurting children, especially. So it's been a tremendously hard day.
Deputy Morales fired last year after an internal investigation found he lied about using drugs seized from suspects. San Francisco City Attorney announcing the nation's first government lawsuit against manufacturers of ultra-processed foods.
A first-of-its-kind lawsuit against the largest manufacturers of ultra-processed foods. Ultra-processed foods that are making us sick, plain and simple.
City Attorney David Chu, a teenager wounded in a shooting at a high school in San Francisco. The teen shot in the leg around lunchtime. A shooter fled the scene but was later caught and arrested. Jeff Scott, California News. California Headline News. The Youth Peace and Justice Foundation planning a peaceful meeting with gang leaders following Saturday's deadly mass shooting in Stockton. The foundation says the shooting, which left four people dead at a child's birthday party, was a gang-related shooting. The event is being called a confidential safe forum and symposium with gang leadership active in Stockton. The foundation says it will be calling for an end to escalating violence in the city, which it says led to the shooting and the deaths of three children. The foundation will ask for an immediate ceasefire from gang leaders. California News. I'm Jeff Scott.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week, including Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's Day. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The city of Atascadero kicks off their holiday season with the Light Up the Downtown's Garden Lights and Winter Nights, making the Sunken Gardens area sparkle. This Friday, from 5:30 to 8 p.m., enjoy community entertainment, Santa, complimentary horse-drawn hay rides, hot chocolate, and more. The event begins in the Sunken Gardens and continues throughout the downtown with a holiday sip and shop. Shops will be open late, and wine and beer tastings will be available from participating merchants. For more info, go to visitatascadero.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:16. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. California's persimmon harvest accelerated last month as crews worked to pick fruit ahead of mid-November rainstorms. Persimmons withstand rain better than some fruits, but after multiple storms, the fruit gets riper and breaks down faster, Yuba County farmer Steven Springer said. The Golden State grows most of the nation's persimmons, though at roughly 3,000 bearing acres in California, the crop's footprint is smaller than other relatively niche fruits, such as pomegranates and kiwi fruits. Production is concentrated in the San Joaquin Valley, with some acreage in the Sacramento Valley and in central and southern coastal areas. In 2022, California's persimmon crop was valued at $35 million. It's a growing commodity, said Dylan Lawlin, sales representative at Sierra Sun Fruit Marketing in Fresno County. It's relatively easy to farm, and it seems like consumption of persimmons has been going up year after year. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the low 60s to upper 50s. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows right around 30. East-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the mid-60s. Northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny Friday and Saturday, mostly sunny on Sunday and Monday, sunny on Tuesday, mostly sunny on Wednesday. Mid-60s Friday and Saturday, upper 60s Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, 69 a week from today. Currently, it is 42 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:19.
From Paso Robles wineries to Atascadero's storefronts, the right display transforms your property into a holiday destination. Guests stay longer, spend more, and share in the experience. The holidays aren't just about light. They're about memories those lights create for your guests. I'm Aaron King with Slow Holiday Lights. We provide a red carpet holiday service so your business can shine without the stress. We handle everything you need to make this holiday season the most memorable yet. This season, roll out the red carpet for your guests and make your business the place that everyone remembers. Look us up at Slow Holiday Lights. That's Slow Holiday Lights.
Hi, Lindsay here from K. John's Jewelry Company. For decades, our family has believed in one thing above all else: do right by people. That's why we never discount our jewelry. We price fairly every single day. No inflated tags, no discount games, just honest value and pieces we're proud to stand behind. But today we're inviting you into a new chapter of our story. After many years of carrying extraordinary designers, we feel it's time to create jewelry that reflects our vision. Designs made by us, for you. To make room for our new original K. John's collection, we're doing something very special. We are liquidating our entire current inventory. This isn't a marketing event. This is our way of saying thank you to a community that has supported us, trusted us, and grown with us for generations. We want you to have the opportunity to bring home something beautiful at a price that truly reflects our gratitude. We're excited for what's to come and honored to take this next step with you. December 2nd through Christmas Eve, K. John's Jewelry Company, from our family to yours, thank you.
Game chef John Ash calls bison meat utterly delectable. I'm Susanna Luthie Taylor, host of KPRL's Free Talk California. My husband and I raise bison at his family heritage Taylor Ranch. Bison is an intensely healthy red meat, naturally low fat, high in iron and zinc. Bison is known to lower inflammation and reduce risk of some cancers. It's packed with vitamins and minerals that can boost your brain function, energy and immunity, and protect your DNA. This is meat you can't afford not to eat. Pre-order at Taylor Ranch 1868.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Payroll processor ADP says the economy lost jobs for the third time in 4 months in November when businesses cut 32,000 jobs. That's the biggest decline since spring of 2023. It's also a sharp step down from October, upwardly revised for a gain of 47,000 positions. Small businesses were hit the hardest. Larger businesses, companies with 50 or more employees, actually reported a net gain of 90,000 workers. Among the gainers, education and health services, 33,000 hires, while leisure and hospitality added 13,000. The biggest loss came in professional and business services, a decline of 26,000. Information services also lost jobs, manufacturing, financial services, and construction. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
If a Lenovo computer for your business is on your holiday list, don't shop around. Just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com. It's your last chance to get exclusive deals on the PCs you want for your business, like the ThinkPad X9 14 Aura Edition and Yoga 7i 2-in-1. So avoid all that shopping chaos and price comparing, and just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com, where PCs are up to 35% off. That's Lenovo.com.
Lenovo, Lenovo.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, "Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore, the perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-5775, which, of course, you can do that thing called texting right in. As we're set, ready to go here on this Wednesday edition on The Right Choice. Okay, coming up this afternoon, sound off. Karen will have on San Luis Obispo County Sheriff Detective Clint Cole on to discuss cold cases, including the murder of two young girls in San Miguel quite a few years ago. So, that's what we have. All righty, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. You know, a big story leading up to the election in Tennessee yesterday was the fact that this person... said she didn't like she hated Nashville, didn't like country music, and a whole bunch of other things. And there was before the polls closed last night, I saw an interview with Blackburn, Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee. And the question was asked, and you know, it has to be asked, and it's not surprising that, well, you know, there was concern about the turnout. Because just like in California, it was one issue on our Prop 50, and one of the answers she gave, I somewhat understand it, but I think it's indicative of the American culture of mindset when it comes to voting and not taking it seriously. And it's not exactly, you know, word for word what she said, but well. The people here, they had a big football game this weekend, and they were just getting over Thanksgiving. Okay. Vanderbilt, Tennessee was a big game. It was played in Knoxville, just a couple hours east. And then Thanksgiving was last Thursday. And I don't know if it's just me. It's like, you know what, folks? A football game is one thing, and it's great. I mean, you know, you get states down there that they absolutely love it. The game was over on Saturday night. And she also alluded to the fact that people may have been distracted. I understand part of the distraction, getting ready for the holidays. But does it take a rocket scientist to understand what the issues were in this election and what this, you know, each candidate has stated? And I thought she may have been making excuses. I mean, it worked out okay, but I thought, you know, this is just indicative of the American public, not so much the Tennessee Vanderbilt game or the fact that we had Thanksgiving. We have Thanksgiving every Thursday, but this issue was up before the people way before Thanksgiving and the Tennessee-Vanderbilt game. The least people can do is get out and do their due diligence, which, again, it worked okay for the Republican congressional district there in Tennessee, the 7th. However, did it really? Down the road, maybe not. Because you have to wonder, although it was almost 9 points, which in an election is fairly substantial. But if you go back to 2020, the Tennessee's 7th congressional district. Now, Trump won by 15 points in 2020 and expanded to 22 points at 24. But, as has been pointed out, special elections have surprises. And so this is a lot closer than people thought it would be. But it is, and down the road, that could be a danger for the Republicans representing the 7th district there in Tennessee, just like in other districts around the country. You won, but what's creeping in? What's creeping in? I'll tell you what's creeping in. People from outside, now I know she's from that area, but you have people moving in from other states to get away from the crap that they voted for. And they move into these red states, and they start to take control. So it'll be interesting to see in 2 or 4 years how certain areas, not just in Tennessee, but around the country, are going to look. Just like in parts of this state, you have many people, and we're going back a few years, that have moved out of the Bay Area, and they've gone to the northeast part of California. More wide open, cost of living is less, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Their influence is already being felt in certain counties up there, including Siskiyou County. And the people have been having to fight now for a couple of years to stave them off. So victory is nice, but you need to stay on top of things. Just a little something there for you here on The Right Choice, AM 1230 KPRL. I don't know many of you heard about this, but Brucey, your supervisor there in Atascadero, and thank you for the people who voted for him, or who sat on their hands, rather. The county supervisor, Gibby, the pirate boy, he has hired his wife as his legislative assistant. That's very nice. I guess he has the right to do that. Now, if you go back 10 years and more, Gibson admitted to having an affair with his then legislative assistant, who now is his wife. And because of that scandal, the county staff reassigned, who is now Gibson's wife, and she had previously worked in the clerk recorder's office, back to her old department at a salary, again, I always round these off to $69,000 plus benefits. Her new salary was approximately double what she made previously in the clerk's office. All right, so there you do that. Very nice that we have that going on. Of course, he'll be gone. Not entirely, though. He'll be stepping down from office. Well, he's not. He'll be out of office at the end of December of next year. But there are rumors that he will be still lingering in the state doing something to continuing to do his damage. So, again, beware. All right, I'm going to go back to this book that I've been reading on extortion here in this country. And again, this is both sides of the fence, and it was because our memories, because there's a lot to take in. If you remember of the under the Obama administration, he made reference, and it was a quote, and I almost brought the book in today, that he is going to take care of our friends and go after his enemies. Not the exact words, but you get the gist. And he appointed, if you remember, Eric Holder, the Attorney General. Okay, Holder came from a firm in Washington, D.C. that was known for being very, very powerful and also having a lot of influence in the DOJ, because a lot of people remember the other day when I was mentioning about how the bills are put together by people, and then they end up working either for these firms after they come out of the government, and then they become specialized lobbyists or consultants at huge fees. But back to this quote from Obama, that take care of our friends, go after our enemies. Well, who were those enemies that they eventually, the administration and Eric Holder, went after? Department of Justice. Well, they were gas and oil companies, firearm manufacturing companies, pharmaceutical companies, and there was one more. So this is done on both sides of the fence. So when you see things, well, we're going, you know, the DOJ is going after, you know, whomever or whatever and so forth. Oh, the other one for Obama was people who gave donations not to his causes. Those people were targeted by the DOJ. This is all factual. This is not something made up. And I've referenced this a couple of times this week regarding Johnson. I don't remember his first name under FDR, warning that Americans better beware of this because the Department of Justice has too much power because it's used by both political parties to go after people that, let's just say, didn't do things for them the right way, whether it's campaigns, et cetera, or just a downright, they don't, it's a cause. It's a cause. And that's what, you know, as I'm reading this and I'm thinking, God, is this America? Is this America? I mean, are the people really aware of all this? Now, we understand that there are games to be played and so forth, but this is at such a scale that it should scare everybody. And the amount of money that is pilfered, no, I should not pilfered, that this accounts for is an amazing amount of money. Amazing amount of money, as the old expression is, follow the money. Follow the money and you shall see. So anyway, those are just a couple of the things to start off this morning. Now, also, I didn't get to it yesterday. Although, wait a minute, I just thought I heard something come in on that. Oh, okay, here, let's try this one. Good morning to all. I drive at night and I feel that these self-driving vehicles should be outlawed. Their lights are way too blinding bright and apparently have no dimmer switch. It's hard to recognize red taillights in front of you at 75 miles an hour. Tickets should be issued. I have no idea what that reference is. Chris, do you?
The self-driving vehicles?
Well, about the lights and recognizing... It's hard to recognize red taillights in front of you at 75 miles an hour.
I don't know what's hard about that.
Yeah, they're in front of you at 75 miles an hour. I don't know what that means.
Me neither.
You don't know. Which, by the way, can you let me know where a road in California you can go 75 miles an hour, number one?
The 101.
Is it posted?
No, it's not posted, but I've never been pulled over.
Oh. What's the post? 70?
I think 65 is 70 in some areas.
Hmm. Well, you're very lucky. Hi, good morning. Thanks for admitting you're a criminal. Hello?
Good morning. Hi, good morning. On follow the money, it's really difficult. Like, I kind of been aware of, like, effectively body language, like when the city, Paso City, wanted to deal with that property by the museum there, they were so passionate about hurry up, we don't have time, and then being angry that you even want to talk about it, let's do it. And when Chris says let's table it and talk about it, they said no, and they were angry. Is follow the money, there's something pushing that passion, I think, and how do you find out if there's a developer who's bribing City Hall, somebody in there to get that on the market so he can make some money? How do you find that stuff out?
Well, I don't know.
The same with the beauty college going into the campus. Somebody there is going to be buying all these products, and they're going to get some kind of a treatment, as you could imagine, like salesmen do to clients. And they were in a big hurry to get that pushed through. No time to talk about it. But I guess you got to do a public information request and really get into it, or have somebody that knows how to look into that stuff, because that's, I think, where we conservatives are weak. We can see it going on, but we feel like there's a curtain between us. We can't do anything about it.
Well, again, your assumption that this is just a Democratic thing as opposed to a conservative thing is you're wrong. Both sides do this. And people that have agendas, you know, for whatever reasons they may be, and most of the time we separate them by defining one as a left or a right type of issue, but it does happen on both sides.
Okay.
Well, I don't, you know, the public disclosure, most people aren't going to follow through with that.
Right.
You know, one of the few people I hear discuss that a lot is Karen. She does it quite often. It's somewhat of and not necessarily an art, but the drive to go ahead and find the information. We've had some people on the school board, particularly Kenny Annie, that has had to almost pull teeth to get financial information from the school district. Now, why is that? Why is that not readily available, particularly from a board of trustee? So that leads to some in the public of suggesting, why isn't that coming? Why isn't that? Are they releasing that information right now? Because there's always an excuse, and sometimes the excuse may be acceptable. But when you're looking back on records, they have to have records of the cash flow and where it went. So why would that be so hard to find out, or at least to release? And when it's delayed, then you wonder, okay, has this information been doctored?
Right.
I very seldom see government do things to help themselves out with gaining the trust of the public. They seem to do a lot of things that makes the public distrust them more. I mean, right now in our country, considering all political entities from whatever, you know, the highest level to the lowest level, Americans have more distrust for our officials than ever before at any time. What have they done to improve that? Yeah, you're Bruce Gibson. What do? You hire your wife.
Right. A couple of school board sessions ago, Kenny Annie asked if we could get our lawyer, the school's lawyer, to come in and explain how the two, the state and the federal law on Title IX, are being interpreted. And Jim Cogan got his cabal to say, no, if we're ever going to do that, we should only do it in closed session, and that way we maintain attorney-client privilege. That means that they want to be able to tell us whatever they have, like what he says about our lawyer says we don't have to talk about this. He can say whatever he wants, and nobody can challenge him on that because it's attorney-client privilege, and he wants that. Now, that's the opposite of transparency, isn't it? I mean, the people have a right to know what our attorney interprets those laws at, but no, Cogan says we shouldn't know. Only he should know, and he should tell us what he thinks. We should believe it.
Does Jim Cogan pay the salary of the attorney?
No, but he gets to run the cabal on the school board.
Well, but the people, and again, I almost always resort to this. It's up to the people to put the pressure on.
Okay.
All right? Well, you don't stand there and take these silly answers. Well, we were told we don't have to. Well, very well, Mr. Cogan, you don't have to, but you should. And here are the reasons why.
Right. They used to drone on the day, well, this is the hot dog day of the year, or stuff like that. Now he say we don't have time to talk about dogs in women's locker rooms. Well, you just don't have time. You're wasting our time. You know, it's so frustrating wanting to identify it, and all you become is just a loud noise.
Look, people in these types of positions, they have learned for many, many years that the more you frustrate people, the more likely they're going to go away.
Right.
And that's the game plan. It's much like in some entities that when you go through a phone base trying to reach somebody, many people just say, the heck with it, I'm giving up, this is frustrating, and they go away.
Right. I greatly appreciate this radio station format, freedom of speech, to just at least connect people with, because I've seen a lot of time, I'm not very smart, a lot of people have part of the answer, and if we get together and we're open and share, we can come up with the complete solution here. But together, I think I only see part of it, and then how somebody might say, here's what we need to do, just write a letter and ask for the emails from the that are involved with the beauty college and say, like, well, who's involved, whose idea is, you know, you can.
Well,
if someone knows how to format a information act.
I'm a firm believer in personal appearance when it comes to many of these things. However,
face-to-face.
Right. To show force. And, you know, I don't mean pitchforks and everything like that. But one of the dangers of that, so I'm kind of contradicting myself here, is that, okay, it's great. We have all these people showing up for this cause. We want to see more paperwork of where our money is going. Why are you spending $200 every month on donuts for, you know, again, I'm using ridiculous examples, but this all adds up. I want an explanation for everything. If I ask you a question about the donuts and you don't think it's a big deal, that's fine. That's my money. I want to know why you are spending $200 a month on donuts. Okay, but what I'm trying to get at here is, the danger of a lot of people showing up, and if most of them are in the same mindset, is having some knuckleheads blow it.
Right. Right.
So, anyway. But
all right. Hey, thanks. Nice. Glad to talk to you, Kev.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
All right. We're going to head over this way.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The County Clerk Recorder's Office announced they have officially certified the county's election results for the 2025 statewide special election. They have also broken down turnout statistics by party, city, and supervisorial district. The countywide participation rate was 67%, much higher than the statewide average of about 50%. Per California Elections Code, the Clerk Recorder's Office will also release a statement of votes cast by about Thursday of this week. 34-year-old Justin Trey Buchanan has been sentenced to serve 30 years to life in state prison. His crimes occurred July 2023 when he attacked his step-parents during an argument using a knife. Kelly Buchanan was killed and William Buchanan was severely injured. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the upper 50s. It's 42 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
News. I'm Sue Guzman. The Trump administration has stopped all applications from immigrants from 19 countries, including Afghanistan, Somalia, Sudan, Iran, Haiti, and Yemen. A new ICE operation reportedly planned in Minneapolis and St. Paul, targeting Somali migrants in the country illegally. This after President Trump said yesterday he didn't want Somalis in the U.S.
I don't want them in our country, I'll be honest with you. Okay? Somebody said, oh, that's not politically correct. I don't care. I don't want them in our country. Their country is no good for a reason.
Twin Cities home to about 80,000 Somali nationals. And Republican Matt Von Epps has won the special election in Tennessee's 7th Congressional District.
President Trump was all in with us, and it made the difference. In Congress, I'll be all in with him.
A race seen as a must-win for Republicans. America's listening to Fox News.
Looking for the best golf deal on the Central Coast? The 2026 SLO County Golf Card is here, and it's your ticket to play more golf for less all year long. For only $125, you'll unlock amazing benefits at Dairy Creek, Chalk Mountain, and Morrow Bay Golf Course. But hurry, this offer is only on sale through January 1st. With your card, you'll enjoy $15 golf rounds every day after 12 noon, even on weekends at Chalk Mountain Golf Course, now through March 31st. And on Tuesdays, you can tee off for just $15 all day long. That's not all. You'll also receive a free round at Chalk Mountain, a free round at Morrow Bay, a free nine-hole round at Dairy Creek, and a bonus free round on your birthday. So don't miss your chance to make 2026 your best golf year yet. Visit slocountygolf.com today and grab your Slo County Golf Card before January 1st.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
It is 9.5 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM. Sports brought to you by the Mattress Specialists.
NBA Tuesday, the Thunder thumped the Warriors 124-112 for their 13th consecutive win and the 21st in 22 games for the defending champions. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander with 38 points. Timberwolves got 44 from Anthony Edwards as they chased down the Pelicans 149-142 in overtime. Celtics held off the Knicks 123-117. Jaylen Brown had 42, his best game of the season.
Obviously this year, I have more responsibility. I'm in a new position and I'm still figuring it out, you know, so I'll just take what the defense gives me.
76ers slammed the Wizards 121-102, 35 for Tyrese Maxey. Raptors edged the Blazers 121-118, and the Spurs took a tough one from the Grizzlies 126-119. College hoops, number one Purdue rolled over Rutgers 81-65. ACC SEC Challenge, number four Duke just got by number 15 Florida 67-66. Cameron Boozer had a game-high 29 points. Syracuse upset number 13 Tennessee, and number 16 North Carolina came away with a three-point win at number 18 Kentucky. The latest college football playoff poll, Ohio State and Indiana remain first and second, with Georgia up to third and Texas Tech fourth, heading into what could be a wild championship weekend. Hockey, Nathan MacKinnon scored twice to lead the Avalanche to a 3-1 win over the Canucks. Colorado extends its point streak to 19 games in a row. MacKinnon leads the league with 22 goals, 46 points, and a plus 32 rating. The second-place Stars lost to the Rangers 3-2 in overtime. Capitals clipped the Kings 3-1 for their fifth win in a row. Golden Knights snapped a four-game slide with a 4-3 shootout victory over the Blackhawks. Red Wings had also dropped four in a row before shading the Bruins 5-4. Islanders deflected the Lightning 2-1. That ends Tampa Bay's seven-game win streak. The Wild whitewashed the Oilers 1-0. Jesper Wallstedt with 33 saves for his fourth shutout in just 10 games. Wins for the Senators, Maple Leafs, and Predators. That's Wednesday Sports.
And we have our NFL triple header starting Sunday morning. First, it'll be 9:30. The Steelers and the Ravens and the low-flying Raiders taking on the Broncos. And the late game, Texans and Chiefs all here on the Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety, where they service, supply, rent, and they also sell traffic control equipment. They're on El Camino Real. Turning out mostly sunny, no surprise today on your Wednesday edition. We'll have the usual clouds and, you know, mostly sunny with some high clouds to add to the effect. Then a few passing clouds, otherwise clear tonight and overnight. Lows in the low 30s. Again, get those things, those pipes wrapped. You don't want to have some issues when you need to use the water in the a.m. Then sunshine on your Thursday. Highs in the mid-60s as we get ready for the Friday. Well, we will have a pretty nice day, mid-60s. Don't forget the very, very nice Christmas parade in downtown Paso Robles Saturday. It's going to be sunny, upper 60s. Won't be in the upper 60s for the parade, but it'll be nice. And then upper 60s again on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Could hit 70 a week from today. Today's UV index will be 3. And let's see here. Up and down, 6:57 a.m., 4:50 p.m. We are at 42. I'm not believing that. Well, it'll get colder next hour, so we'll see. And your weather was brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety. They are locally family-owned and operated. Visit online, avilatraffic.com. Moving slowly along here on this Wednesday edition on The Right Choice.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hooter, 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 hooter.
World famous pet alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero, which your San Luis Obispo County wide approved conceal carry training team. As we check in to see what critters are out there in the highways and byways and get them home safe and sound. Well, there is nothing to report here on the world famous pet alert, but Chris, while I have you here, and you admitted to being a criminal by driving too fast.
Certainly.
Okay. Speaking of that, the first person charged with speeding, and I don't know where it was, in a vehicle, was going how fast at the time, not your 75 miles an hour.
30 miles an hour.
Now, think about when automobiles came into being or popularity here in the United States.
Right.
I'll give you one more shot.
25 miles an hour.
8 miles an hour.
Oh.
8 miles an hour. I don't know what the fine was for. Anyway, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-577, no, 238-1230, or reception at kprl.com. That's simple. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and of course the One Niner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Pretty easy. I think. This person is the most nominated and has won the most Academy Awards. Who is it? This person has won the most and has been nominated the most for Academy Awards. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Who do you think it is? Who do you love? Let's see. I got to cross this one out so I don't do it again. I'll just have to look up another one of these little trivias when we find out what other laws Chris are breaking. And, okay, so what person has won the most Academy Awards, also been nominated for the most Academy Awards? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Now, I will give you a hint. It's nothing, you know, it's not like I went down and said cinematography or anything like that. This is a very, very well-known person who is no longer with us, but the name is still huge. Okay, so who do you think it is? Who do you think it is? It's... let's see here if I can, well, how much time do we have? Got a minute. Okay. Who do you think it is? The most Academy Awards of all time, not only winning them, but also being nominated. I'll help see if this will help. The total nominations for this person was 59. Imagine that, 59 Academy Award nominations, and the person won 22 of them. All right. Who do you think it is? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Walt Disney.
Yes, Mr. Disney. Walt Disney, the one and only. All right. Did you like all the stuff that Disney has done?
Well, my dad worked for Disney for years, so yes, I do.
Oh, really? What did he do?
Yes.
What did he do?
He was a cartoonist.
Wow.
So he did everything but Mickey Mouse. So
man, that
mainly Winnie the Pooh.
That would be a great conversation. I wish we had more time, but we don't. May I have your name, please?
Lou Jacobson.
All right, Lou. Thank you very much. We got to go.
Thanks.
All right. All righty, boys and girls.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. This Friday, December 5th, will be the Atascadero's kickoff for the holiday season with its historic light up to downtown. Experience City Hall, the sunken gardens, and surrounding areas come to life with holiday magic. Festivities start at about 5:30 p.m., with the countdown starting at about 6 p.m. A head-on collision in Atascadero resulted in the closure of a part of San Anselmo Road yesterday evening. The Atascadero Police Department reported that San Anselmo Road is closed between Lobos and Rosita, with the crash occurring just before 8:30 p.m. No further information about the incident is available at this time. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the upper 50s. It's 42 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Not far behind Walt Disney with the total nominations is the composer John Williams. He has 54 nominations. All right, two more to go this hour, brought to you by Sam's Tree Service. They are board certified master arborists. They'll be there when you need them. 24-hour emergency service, free estimate, 805-610-8266.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.